Hashem became angry, and therefore he had the power to curse that time. The question is it true that Bilam knew so much, was Bilam such a smart person? We know not like that.
That Bilam did not even outsmart his own chamor, his own donkey.
Das Elyon Mihev Yoda, did he know the Das of Hashem?
My Das, what was the case with animal? My Das bent with chamor, Mihev Yoda. It's like this. Bin in the Chosulei, when Bilam went to Bolok, so when Bolok saw Bilam, to have a rock of a chamri, he saw him lying on an old donkey. Omolei, my time alay rechifta asusio.
Why don't you have a caddy? What are you doing on a donkey? Ride on a nice horse. What are you doing on a donkey?
Omalei said, listen, Retiva Shadile, I left my horse off today.
He has vacation, he's out in the field pasturing today. So I took my secondary one.
And Miyad right away, Vatim Rostam, the Yosin opened up his mouth and said, no,
I am your Hamar, don't give me this. I take you around the whole lifetime.
Omalei said, listen, Latina Balma,
all I use for the extra packages I have. You just left my packages, but really I ride on the sus. That's what I ride on.
Omulei, the chamor said back, no. Asher rachavto alai, don't give me this. You ride on me the whole time. Omalu, so Bilam said back to him, listen, akroi biyama.
Once in a while, once in a blue moon, I ride on you.
Omalei, no, me oitchovi adir mazer. From the beginning until today, you only ride on me and nobody else. Veloyoy, not only this. Ela shanyos lecho rechivas biyoyim, vishus balayla.
Don't give me this, Bilam. You ride on me in daytime, and at nighttime you live with me. I'm your wife at night. Don't give me this.
So Siv Hocha says over here, Ha has kenis kanti, that's what Bilam says. Look, Siv Hosom, Fatiloi Sukenis, it was like for Sukenis, a bed, Anisha.
Right. Ha has kenis kanti, right.
Well, he'll be punished still. Mishappening.
Well, he means that I was your wife.
Your wife, yeah, right. That's what Sukenis, right. So he meant that Austin said clearly, don't give me this. You're with me by day and even by night. So you see the Osan outwitted Bilam. So he wasn't that smart, Bilam. So what do you mean to say he knows that? What do you mean to say he knows Hashem's that? Ela mai for your day that's what does it mean your day that tell you he knows Hashem's that? So your day lechaver to show that's all. He's a crook like. He just knows how to find out that 1 second or less than a second, Shakarish Boku Kayasbo. That Kodesh Boku gets angry. And at that second, or that part of the second, when Hashem is angry, whoever gives a curse then, so Hashem listens to the curse. So that was the power of Bilam. Bilam knew how to be mechaven that one part of the second, and therefore his curses usually helped. Until he started off with Klai Yisrael, then Hashem did the chesed, that he changed around his klalos to brachos. That's what the Navi says to Klai Yisrael. Ami, my nation, Sechorna, please remember, my yoyet bolak melech moyet. That how Bola gave the advice to Bilam, like to curse us. On the other side, Bilam then bore Minashitim, and how did Bilam react and really wanted to curse us? Minashitim Yagilgom Lamandas Titkas Hashem. That we have to remember how much Titkas Hashem did to us, then acted to us. And Amri Ablaza is Amram Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling us, Ami, my nation, Ruh see, Kama Titkas Asisimachin, how much righteousness I did, how nice and good I was to you. All those days that Bilam was hoping and waiting for the one part of the second that Hashem will become angry to curse us, those days Hashem did a special chesed, he did not become angry at all. Why? It would have been true that Hashem would have become in Kasten, means an opposite lashon Sagi Nor. Really means to say literally what it says is they would not be left over one guy. But really it means that all the Jews would have been wiped out. If Bilam would have been mechaven, that's sure. If Hashem would have become angry then, his curse would have been mekayim and would have been wiped out. So Hashem did chesed that those days he did not become angry at all. V'ayinu dekom alei Bilam lebolak. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolak. Me'ekoi lo'ikov akel. Like what can I curse if Hashem is not getting angry today? This day Hashem there's no zorm, there's no anger. Me'ezem lezorm Hashem. How could I become angry if Hashem is not angry? So it's his own power was to get that part of the second that Hashem is angry. And he's saying over those few days, there was no anger. The Kama Zoma, again, how much is this anger of Hashem? Rega, part of the second. The Kama Rega, how much is a Rega?
Omer Ameim, again the Gemara says, Vitema Ravina, Rega Kamemra. A Rega is the way we say it, a second. Ominolon, alright, we'll soon see. The Gemara soon comes out with our Cheshbin. Ominolon, the Rega have a Rizcha. How do we know that it's only a small fraction of a second that Hashem becomes angry? The Siva says, Ki Rega Biapoi, Chayim Vesoinai. Rega Biapoi, it's only one Rega that Hashem has his anger. But Chayim Vesoinai, the rest of the time it's a Chayim. Wait, like 1 second, until my anger goes away. Now, Amos Rotach, when does Hashem become angry? Let's try and figure out this second. So now, if you want to curse somebody, you'll curse them at that second, and then the curse will happen. So when is it? Omer Abaya Betlosi Shor Kamaisa. Throughout the first 3 hours of the day. Ki Chivra Karbalosa Tanagurla. When the beak of the chicken becomes white. So Mori asked the question, Kol Shasa Vashasa Machvach Yubroi. The whole day it's white. So what are you telling me now? Special time when it becomes white, it's white the whole day. The answer like this. Kol Shasa the whole day is the Suraika Sumka. There's one red streak going down there. Who Shasa, that one part of the second, when Hashem becomes angry, let's be Suraika. That red streak goes away from the chicken. So if you look at the chicken the 3 hours in the morning, and you notice the one time that the red streak goes away, that's it. So that one was Rabbi Shua ben Levi have a mitzayin lehu mina. Shua ben Levi had a bad neighbor that was bothering him. Amin, Bikroi, he was bothering him sukkim. He couldn't get away with him. He asked him questions on sukkim. He was giving it to him. So Yom Echad, the one day, thought, that's it. I'm going to find out that second, and I'm going to curse him, and maybe he'll die then. So Naki took a chicken, Naki Tanagela, the Yukme ben Karol Yasi, put it between his foot and the bed, on the footbed, the Yayin Bay, and he started to look there the whole 3 hours to let see so clearly when that red streak goes away. So he thought to himself, Kimot he shot, when it comes that second, I'll tie you, I'll curse him, and then he'll die. Kimot, what happened was, Kimot he shot, when it came that second, Nimnom, he fell asleep. He missed that second, pumped that 1 second, he fell asleep. As Omri said, I see from here, the Yeshua Balevi said, Shemamina, from here I learned that Lav Uchayi Lenevahok, it's not nice for a person to do this way. But rather, Rachma Makomaisav Ksiv. Therefore, Ksiv, Gamon is Sadik Loitoiv. Not nice for Sadik to give a punishment. So, learn this lesson, it's not nice to do this. Yeah. Tony, we learn, Mishmed Rameya, Bishor Shamalachim Anichim Kisrayim. In the first, during those 3 hours in the morning, the time when the kings, the Gaisha kings, take off their crowns, brushing from the heads, or Mishtachim Lecham, and they bow down to the sun, Miyat Kaisa Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes angry.
You were holding dollar on the base. I'm a Rabbi Yosef. We're on 4 lines down from the big lines. Omer Rabbi Yosef Reisef says, "Lelitzli inish salusa de musafa, a person should not daven for a pray. Musaf, bitlosa shoy kemaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day, the yoma kama de Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah, a person should not daven musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. And when biyachit privately, what's the problem? Dilma." Kivon de Mifkud Dino, since now on Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives din, gives mishpat, so Dilma Ma'ayne Biyuvdei, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem will look over your actions of the whole year, V'doch V'lei Mitche, and if I push you away, he may find you did Averis, and you'll have a judgment. So we're going now, Mashmud Hashem gives mishpat din the first 3 hours of the day. Therefore, you should not daven Musaf. Mashmah, when you daven in Musaf, that's when Hashem gives you your judgment to not do it during the first 3 hours. For the Morihachi is so, Tetzibah Nami, why do you only say a private person? Even a Tzibah, the whole shul should not do it. Tzimor says, no, the Tzibah and the Fisha Zechusay. If all Tzibah is davening together, there's a special Zechus HaTzibah. The Zechus HaTzibah will save them. Therefore, they could afford to daven Musaf during the first 3 hours. If so, a yochid, when he davens shachris, why don't you say also, he should wait for shachris after the first 3 hours? You have 4 hours to daven shacharis. So maybe you should daven shacharis the fourth hour of the day. Why only musaf? Shacharis also you should wait. Tamar says, no. Kivon yikat tzibura to komatzlo loy komatcha. That's for sure there's going to be other minyonim davening shacharis. That's for sure people daven shacharis early. The question about musaf is, musaf you can take your time. If you daven musaf according to the first 7 hours, we passed him the whole day you could daven musaf. So people on the tzibur is on the rush to daven musaf. Therefore, to make shacharis, for sure that the tzibur davening then, it's okay. Rashi says, tzibur must be shacharis b'chol mekoymes. Tfilas musafim. Hurlus mana kolayim vi sichas shachris sarayim yesh mispalumais abaykir yesh makrim. Some people wait to daven musaf, but mashma shachris for sure is a tziba davening early. So as long as at the time when you're davening there is a tziba davening also, that's a mila, that's a schus, and that will protect you, that will you not be thrown away. So even though the Gemara's mashma here we're saying, even if you're davening shacharis at home, but since there is a tzibur davening at this time, it's okay, it protects you. It only means that you're not going to be pushed away. But there's a special schus, like the Gemara Bracha says, that you have to be in shul itself. If you're at home, just you're davening the same time that tzibur is davening, it's a milut, it helps you somewhat, but not the real schus of tefillah b'tzibur. Of course, you should be in shul. Just for this halacha, to be afraid of Rosh Hashanah, you'll be pushed away because you're done all by yourself, that no. If there is a tzibur davening at this time, Hashem accepts the tzibur, he'll accept the yachid also. Now the question is though, you're telling me he gives mishpat during the first 3 hours of the day, we learned before Va'amrit, Shalosh Rishonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev, V'yosek Batera. We have before now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and learning Torah the first 3 hours of the day. So how can you tell me now he's done? We have before, he first sits down to have din the second 3 hours. First of all, he says, Eipach, let's change it around. That the first 3 hours is din, is mishpat, is judgment. And the second 3 hours he's learning Torah. The voice of the Torah says, no, the other Moteb, do not change it around. And I'll tell you, Torah, it's true, he's Isaac in Torah the first 3 hours, but that's a very strong Mishpat. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, today's the day of Mishpat. So, he judges today, but the first 3 hours is the Midah of Torah, because Baruch was Isaac by Torah. That means he's learning Torah when he's giving his judgment. And by Torah, which you worse off. Because the Chsiv board says, Emes. That Torah says emes is the truth. There's no way for lenient, but you have to give the truth. The Chassid says emes kono v'yaltimkor. Therefore, ain't a Kodesh Baruch Hu ois lefnei Meshuas Adin. Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot act lefnei Meshuas Adin extra specially nice to us, because now he's oisik in the need of emes, the truth. You have to receive the truth. He hears the truth, and the judgment is only according to the Meshuas Adin, not lefnim better than Meshuas Adin. So in Rashi says the pasuk means emes kono. Rashi says it means truth you should buy. It means to learn Torah, you should spend money to learn Torah. But v'yal timkor, you should not sell it, meaning b'chinam lom racherim. You should teach other people Torah free of charge. But a person has to learn, he should even pay to learn Torah. But during the first 3 hours, when Hashem is leisik with the meat of emes with Torah, there's no lifnim mishuras adin. But Hadin, the next 3 hours, when he's Isaac just in judgment, to like Siv Bayemeth, here does not say the word Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isaac, Lifnim Meshuras Hadin. After the first 3 hours, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could act with Midas HaRachamim, he could change and overlook certain things, or act a little bit kind, where during the first 3 hours, the Midas of Torah of Emes, that cannot take place. Right, then the Gemara says, Gufa. Yoy Meir Torah Begel Simon. Goof, what we learned before, up. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Meir Tchsiv, what does the Pesach say? Asher Anoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim Lasoysam, I commanded you today to do. So with Asher Hayoim Lasoysam, today you have to do the mitzvahs. When a person's in the kever, it's too late to do mitzvahs then. La'soysam ha'yoyim la'soysam, today to do, for lo ha'yoyim little scharim, and today you don't worry about getting reward. Here in this world is not the place to get reward for the mitzvahs. That will be a loss of love. Om Rav Yishua ben Levi, kol mitzvahs shay Yisrael oysam b'olam hazeh, every mitzvah that a Jew does in this world, boyos u'me'idas oysam l'olam habo. He comes upstairs and he says, Eidus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'olam habo. That we had before, as the Mishnah Novi says, whenever you do a mitzvah, you're kind of praklet echad. You create a special malach, a lawyer for you, and he comes upstairs and says, Eidus, that you did this mitzvah. Shinem HaPosek says, Yitnu Eideyim V'Yitzdoku. Let the Eidus come and say tzedek, and justify us. Yishmo V'Yemru, and Mr. Posek says, so what does this mean? Yitnu Eideyim V'Yitzdoku, Eilu Yisroh. This goes on Klai Yisroh, that their Eidus, the mitzvahs, will come upstairs and justify them. Yishmo V'Yemru Emes, who's going to hear and say the truth? Eilu Eidu Kachavim, that the Goyim lost of love, will also admit that the Jews are right, and Emes, that they did mitzvahs, they deserve reward. From the Rishon ben Levi, kol mitzvahs shei Yisrael oisim b'olam hazeh, any mitzvah we do on this world, boyos v'torfos oisom liyodi kachavim. Same shot. The malach, the lawyer that you created, is going to go upstairs, lasa lavoi, and he's going to like wipe the face with the goyim. He's like, the goyim are going to be jealous of us. V'torfos, they'll like throw them in front of the goyim. Al liyodim abo. Al peneim, on their faces. Shenem, the pasuk says, Ushmartem apostle in Devarim. Ushmartem Yisuwach Vasisem and Du Kihi Chokmaschem. The Torah is our Chokma wisdom, Ubinaschem understanding, Liene Amim, in the eyes of the nations. So Negra Amim Lanemer doesn't say against the nations, but Ela Liene Amim, in the eyes of the Amim. What does it mean to say in their eyes? Where are we going to come in their eyes? Malamid, this pasuk comes to teach us, Sheboyos Vetorfois Liyoti Kachavim Al Pineyim Lelam Abba. That Noelam Abba, where the real judgment will come, that our mitzvahs that we do will come and wave in front of their eyes. They have to say, and like we said before, they'll say emes. They'll admit that we deserve to have reward because we did listen to the mitzvahs. From Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we also Yisrael Esa Ego El Alita and Tischa and Teh Lebali Tshuva. That means really, Klai Yisrael should have not done the Chet Ego. They just came out of Mitzrayim. They were big Madregas. Really, they were strong enough, Rashi says, to hold back the Yetzer Hara. They shouldn't have listened to make the Egel. Why did the Yetzer Hara overrule them? It was Min HaShemayim that they should do a Chet now, and that they should come and do Tshuva, and people should learn out that you could be about Tshuva. That even though you do Chatoyim, and even though the Hotziba does Chatoyim, you're not lost. You can still repent. Shenem the Pasuk says, Miyitein V'hoyi Levavim Zelhem Liyiraisi Kol HaYamim. Like Hashem is saying about Klai Yisrael, that their lave, their heart, fears me the whole day. So if there is such a madrega to have fear of Hashem, Rashi says, Mi'item v'hoi levavim zeh, b'sinai nemar, alma giborim, v'yamitze libam, b'yirosam hayu. They were great people, they had fear of Hashem. So how come they let themselves go into the Chet Hego? It was exerim in Hashemayim, in order that people should learn out, you could do tshuva. And the same thing was soon see behind the Yom Rabbi Yechon Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Loi David Royal Liyosemaisa. Really, David HaMelech shouldn't have done the Chet with Ba'asheva. Even though what Al-Gemara says in Shabbos, it wasn't the Chet. Whatever it was, it didn't look nice. Really, David HaMelech shouldn't have done that. And he says, V'loi Yisrael Ruyin Liyosemaisa. And Klai Yisrael was not fit to really do the Chet to Egel. That means to say, Loi David Royal Liyosemaisa, the Chesed says by David HaMelech, the Libi Chola Bekirbi, that my heart, Rashi says, Libi Chola means empty. What do you mean it's empty? Yetzora Chola Bekirbi, the Yetzora is empty in me. The Yein Lekeach Lishleit Bekirbi, the Yetzora has no power over me. David HaMelech is saying clearly, I have complete power over the Yetzora. That's called a tzaddik, by the way. A tzaddik means somebody that could rule over his Yetzora. That's a tzaddik. So David is saying, the Libi Chola Bekirbi, I have complete control over my Yetzora. And therefore wasn't fit really that he should do the Chet of Ba'asheva, he should have controlled himself. And V'lo Yisroel Ruin Liyosem Aisa. Klai Yisroel really by the Chet Egel should have held himself back. Just here the Pasuk says, Miyitein V'oy Levavim Zelhem Liyiroisi Kol HaYamim. That Klai Yisroel had the tremendous Madrega of Yira. They had fear inside them. Ela Lama Asu, the question is, why did the Jews do the Chet Egel? And why did David HaMelech do the Chet of Ba'asheva? Loimelech comes to teach us, to tell us, Shim